Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. How to write right and deal with mic fright and everything in between in this series of short daily podcasts. Been going since the 1st of January 2021. Thank you for the loan of your ears today. So what we're talking about today is reading scripts from a screen. And back in 2020, I started to read radio news bulletins from a screen for the very first time. Before that, scripts were always printed out, and reading them on air often meant that your head was nodded down to look at a sheet on the desk in front of you. And that, of course, can cause a kind of kink in the throat and a subsequent reduction in the quality of presentation. Now, off-screen reading means that my head is naturally held up, looking straight ahead, looking at the screen in front of me. That allows a better flow of air and hopefully better resonance and better presentation as well. I feel calm, more confident and more aware of what is going on. And my body is stronger because of it. Yeah, because I'm sitting properly. I've got that core strength in my core of my stomach and I've got better breathing as well. Now, my situation when I'm reading off a screen, it's not the case in every studio, of course, because some screens are sunk into the desk. Why? Well, because that apparently allows for a better view of the presenter in an on-air studio situation to any kind of social media cameras or talking to a guest that happens to be sitting in front of them. So things are being set up for other people, a viewer on social media or a guest, rather than the presenter or rather than people listening at home, which makes things rather difficult. If your screen is sunk into the desk, again, what you've got is you're looking down, you tend to slump a little bit more, you get that kink in your throat as you bend your head down to look at the script on the screen sunk into the desk. If you can't read off screen for some reason, so perhaps you're recording a podcast with a colleague and the video link is on your screen instead, then you can do some of these things. You can firmly hold each sheet up because that'll cause you to lift your head up, which, as I say, is good. Or you can prop your script against the screen of your laptop. Now, I've done this several times. You can still see your video, and your own camera is not obscured because that's right at the top and right in the middle. It also means that when you glance to one side to read or ad-lib from a script or from your notes, your eyes aren't very far from the lens, so you'll still appear to be connected with your audience. Or also you could have your script on a second electronic device, perhaps on an adjustable arm or gooseneck or printed out and on a script rest, or even, if you're standing up, a music stand as well. Having it at head height will save you from bending your neck and so restricting your airflow and therefore affecting your vocal quality. But there is another kind of microphone that we haven't talked about so far, and those are the microphones which are built into headsets. And that's what we're talking about tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.